Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy hump day, Wednesday. I hope that you are blessed and feeling well and in perfect health and spirits. This morning I'm going to be reading from Romans chapter 4, verses 18 and 20. For Abraham, human reasons for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations. As he had promised, so numberless shall your descendants be. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God, for he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Romans 4, 18 and 20. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, question concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. God promised Abraham something from his own body, that he would see the work of himself for generations to come. And Abraham had been waiting for this promise a very long time. He was well advanced in his years, well seasoned. He had done the work and was continuing to do the work. But despite of his age and despite of the age on the promise, he still stood in faith. He still believed what God said would come to pass. He continued to praise and give glory to God. And as his age grew stronger, his faith grew stronger. Sometimes, you know, we think that we don't have an ability to do something, but I don't believe that God would give us something that we don't have the ability to do. Satan knows that he knows how to control our minds and get in our thoughts and make us feel that we're not able. But with God, we're able to do all things. And sometimes a promise can come later than when you expected it to. I mean, I can testify to that. I receive promises 5 years later, 8 years later. I'm receiving a promise just this month here that I had spoke on 10 years ago. And it's coming to pass now. So I just want to encourage you today. Don't think it's ridiculous or think it's crazy to wait on God. Don't think it's ridiculous or crazy to expect God to show up from a promise that he made to you some time ago. Don't think that you are not able to do what he said in your life. If he showed it to you, if he gave you the vision, if he given you the promise and you put it on paper, you put it on the paper of your heart, know that God is a God that does not lie. And you keep pressing, you keep giving him the faith, you keep giving him the glory, and watch God work in your life. Watch him work. Father God, I thank you this morning for your blessings and your love. I thank you for the air that you breathe into our lungs today, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for your love, Lord God, your unwavering, faithful, giving, all-consuming, powerful love, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your promises, Lord God. Just as Abraham had received a promise, and he's still receiving the promise because your word says that we are the sons and daughters of Abraham, Lord. And when I hear that, Lord God, I believe that it means that we are the sons and daughters of promise. So we stand on that same promise that you gave to Abraham, and we take that promise today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray this morning for those that are going out on interviews, Lord God, today, those that are walking away from jobs, that are stepping out on faith, Lord God, and going into the ministry or the purpose of the business that you've called them to walk into, those, Lord God, that are seeking, Lord God, favor, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for those that are taking a test, Lord God, to advance to the next grade level or to advance and graduate from high school or college, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they will see that they have all that they have and all that they need, Lord God, to fulfill the promise that you spoke on their lives, that you placed in their hearts, that you placed in their spirits, Lord God, today. Lord God, I speak Lord God, healing for those that are seeking a promise of healing, Lord God. Lord God, you may have told them, Lord God, in their prayer time. You may have told their doctor they will be healed. So I pray that they would see that, Lord God, this morning, and that they would believe that, Lord God. Lord, I just pray for every ear that hears this prayer, Lord God, knowing that you are a God that does not lie and that you can do anything, Lord God. You took my life that was in shambles, broken, and looking like it was in pieces, and it'll never come together. And look what you made me to do, Lord God. I would have never known that you would put me in this position, Lord God. But as I think about being a little girl at Rose Hill Baptist Church and hearing, Lord God, the people that told me that I would be minister and being a light to others, I would have never believed that, Lord God, in my younger days, in my earlier adulthood. But here you are, Lord God. You've taken a promise, and you are fulfilling it in my life. So I pray, Lord God, that someone would retake claim of the promise that you gave them today, Lord God. I pray that they will stand in that today, Lord God, and be who you called them to be, and give you in the praise, the glory, and the honor while they're waiting on that promise to be revealed. Lord God, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your light. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this new season, Lord God. And Lord God, every ear that is listening to this prayer, every ear that is saying thank you in their minds, their words are saying hallelujah, glory to God, I pray that you would hear them, Lord God, and show up extra in their lives today, Lord God. We love you, Lord. We give you all the praise, glory, and the highest honor, Abba, because we thank you, hallelujah, Lord God, for who you are. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing day, loves. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Be all that God called you to be today. I love you. You are amazing. Okay, bye.